you heard this week directly from House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers about his bill. What did he have to say?
Chairman Rogers' bill is one of those narrower ones that comes off the House side of the Hill. It's intended to foster essentially information sharing about cyber threats and vulnerabilities. There's a lot of ambiguity in the law right now about the extent to which private sector actors can share information with the government and with each other for that matter. And this bill would affirmatively authorize that type of sharing and bring with it some liability protection so that you wouldn't be sued if something went wrong with the sharing. And in that, it's pretty narrow bore. The other piece of his bill is going to try and energize greater sharing of classified threat and vulnerability information from the government out to the private sector, another area we've been doing poorly at.
What do you think of these competing strategies? Do you prefer one over the other, the House approach to the Senate approach?
Well, you're asking me to like pick which is my favorite child. So I'm not allowed to do that. In general, I tend to favor the idea that we should take a step-by-step approach, that we should approach areas where there's so much rapid change like cyber with a sense of humility about our ability to really develop a comprehensive approach. I tend to prefer an idea that says, let's try this, see how that goes, then let's try this, let's try, you know, stepwise. So overall, I would be more in favor of little steps for little feet, and also making sure that we don't do anything that's harmful, that actually kills the internet goose that lays the golden egg.
Is it fair to say that if you put all the pieces of the House bills together, that you would get the Senate bill, the bill in the Senate side of, that's in the driver's seat, of course, is the Lieberman-Collins-Rockefeller bill. Would you get that if you put all the House pieces together so that this really is just a piecemeal approach? Or is there legislative content on one side that's not in the other?
The main thing that is not in any House bill is the new regulatory structure in the Lieberman-Collins. All the rest of it is, yeah, if you build it all together, you wouldn't come out too much different from the House to the Senate side. You'd probably get pretty much the McCain bill on the Senate side. Lieberman-Collins, however, have Title I of their bill is an extensive new regulatory program that would wind up defining best cybersecurity practices for critical infrastructure, information systems tied to critical infrastructure here in the United States. And that would be a really big sea change. The closest that it comes on the Senate, on the House side, is the Lundgren bill, which has a lot about standard setting, but no mandates. And so it's essentially a defining what best practices are and then seeking voluntary compliance. And, you know, the absence or presence of mandates pretty much is the ballgame in Washington, right?
Yeah. As you describe it that way, then the process potentially of an agreement through a conference process looks a lot clearer than it did to me before you stated it in that way.
I think that's right. It really depends, to my mind, on what comes out of the Senate. If the Senate comes out with the mandatory regulatory structures of Lieberman-Collins, nobody won any bets ever predicting Congress, but I would be surprised if regulatory mandates pass the House as it's currently constructed. If it comes out from the Senate side with standards and guidelines, plus information sharing, plus criminal law provisions that enhance the penalties, I could see a conference coming together.
Paul, I'll have to warn you. I'm going to do something that may not be fair. I'm going to ask you to look into another person's heart. Senator Lieberman said, "I'm willing to negotiate." When Senator McCain introduced his bill, and of course, those two men have a history together that I think a lot of people are aware of. Do you think he meant that, or do you think he's pretty committed to the contents of his bill? After all, they've only been working on it, it seems, for years and years and years.
I think he meant it. I'm more not skeptical, but Senator Lieberman's not the only person who's involved, right? There's a whole host of people who've been working with him on these bills. Senator Rockefeller's bill out of the Commerce Committee, Senator Collins, his ranking member. You know, there's a lot of a lot of chips on the table for all of them. And, you know, this is a high-stakes game. It's a big part of the economy, and the cyber systems touch almost every facet and phase of the American culture and economy right now. So this is a big deal, and everybody's going to have some skin in this game and going to want to see some results.
Your event this week with Congressman Rogers was followed by a discussion with a representative of the ACLU and Michelle Richardson, their legislative counsel, and Gus Coldabella. He's a partner in the law firm of Goodwin and Proctor. What did you take away from that conversation?
Well, that's a good question. From Gus, who was also, by the way, the former deputy general counsel at DHS, so he speaks, he knows whereof he speaks. I took away some concerns about ambiguities in the liability provisions of the Lieberman-Collins bill. Struck me very much that those were fixable if there was a will to do so. That is to say, none of them sounded like deal breakers to me. From Michelle, I took away a strong sense of concern from the ACLU and others in the privacy and civil liberties community about some of the breadth of the information sharing provisions in the bill, in the cyber bills. Those seem to me harder to reconcile with the broad prospect of effective cyber threat and vulnerability information sharing generally. So to the extent that people actually people share Michelle's view, that might be a game changer.